Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 23rd at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:01. I'm Brent Helen. Widespread morning fog, but we should have sunshine for the afternoon. Currently, 47 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. The Sonoma Marin Area Rail Transit has settled a lawsuit brought by dozens of plaintiffs who sued the rail agency claiming it illegally built bicycle and pedestrian pathways on their property. About 130 property owners were initially listed in the suit, but it was narrowed down to about 30 by the court. Smart's insurance providers agreed to pay out just over $600,000 to settle the dispute. Smart claims their easement allows him to build the pathway along the tracks. Homeowners say they lack the authority. The driver of the SUV that killed 18-year-old Oswaldo Cardenas Jr. while he was walking with friends on River Road last year was sentenced to 3 years and 3 months in prison. Alyssa Witten pleaded no contest in November to charges including felony hit and run, vehicular manslaughter, and destroying evidence as she attempted to burn her car after the incident. Prosecutors had hoped for a six-year sentence. We will see where the support for former candidate Ron DeSantis went when voters in New Hampshire make their choice today. Polls indicate Donald Trump has a large lead over Nikki Haley, 55% to 36%, in a poll on January 19th. And nearly 60% of DeSantis voters say they will support Trump. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu has given his support to Nikki Haley. 34-year-old Benjamin Casas appeared in Napa County Court yesterday. He's accused of sexually abusing five children dating back to 2013. The abuse allegedly took place at Pope Valley Union Elementary School, where he worked as a piano and dance teacher. Jury selection started yesterday with opening remarks. As soon as Wednesday, he faces life in prison if convicted. President Biden is taking steps to expand access to abortion medication and contraception, the latest move by his administration to counter a wave of states' abortion bans. The new action includes expanding coverage for no-cost contraception through the Affordable Care Act under new guidance from federal agencies. The U.S. Navy on Monday identified the two SEALs lost in the Arabian Sea during a nighttime mission to board and seize an unflagged boat carrying illegal Iranian-made weapons to Yemen. The missing SEALs were identified as 37-year-old Christopher J. Chambers from Maryland and 27-year-old Nathan Gage Ingram from Texas, who both served with a U.S. West Coast-based SEAL team. Today at 10 a.m., we will find out if we are closer to the end of civilization. That is when the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists will announce if they are moving the doomsday clock forward. Currently, the clock is set at 90 seconds to midnight, the closest to the symbolic midnight end of the world since its inception in 1947. Well, it's time for a check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County. So far, so good. No stalls, accidents, or delays. But again, there are some very thick pockets of fog out there, so you might want to slow down a little bit, especially if you encounter one of those. Our KZST News Time is now 6:04.
Got prints? Old prints? Really old prints? How many? Just a few? Or boxes and boxes? Now is the time to get everything archived because Shutterbug is offering 20% off print scanning services through January 31st. View, share, and enjoy those vintage images from family vacations and celebrations again. Shutterbug can help. Shutterbug can scan your prints and images can be cropped, color corrected, and even restored. Shutterbug will return the originals with a digital copy of all your images, saved to a DVD or USB. Shutterbug is local and does all print scanning on site, so your originals never leave the store. No need for you to ship them off somewhere and cross your fingers they return to you. Through January 31st, Shutterbug is offering 20% off print scanning. Imagine having all those digitized vintage photos at your fingertips to use for gifts, birthdays, retirements, and family reunions. 20% off print scanning this month only. Shutterbug Camera Shop on Santa Rosa Avenue.
This week at Rayleigh's in Nob Hill, mix or match 2 or more 6-ounce packs of fresh and delicious blackberries, raspberries, or blueberries, or 16-ounce packs of strawberries for just $2.77 each. Savings you can count on, in-store or online, only at Rayleigh's in Nob Hill.
For From the community calendar, you can enjoy all the crab you can eat at the Sebastopol Masonic Center Crab Feed on Saturday, February 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. Tickets are $70 for adults, $35 for kids. And I do want to bring you up to speed on one thing. Just as quickly as nothing was going on, we now have reports of a two-vehicle crash southbound 101 at Hearn Avenue, blocking one of the lanes there. So if you're headed southbound on 101, it's a little slow heading south of Santa Rosa. In sports, the Detroit Lions have apparently agreed to a deal with three-time Pro Bowl tight end Zach Ertz ahead of their game with the 49ers this weekend. But the team has not officially announced the signing, and Deebo Samuel's shoulder is not broken, but it's a little too early to tell if he'll be able to play this weekend. Your forecast, some very thick fog out there this morning, otherwise turning mostly sunny with highs in the low 60s. Tonight, clouds go on the increase. There is a chance of showers in the overnight hours, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow morning, rain changes over to showers. We'll pick up around a quarter inch or so, highs in the 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. You've got a little more time to save up if you want to buy Sammy Hagar's 2015 LaFerraria Ferrari at auction. Initially, it was set to hit the Barrett-Jackson auction in Scottsdale next week, but a problem with the battery and Sammy wanting it to go to a good home have pushed the auction date back to October. The white 950-horsepower hybrid originally sold for about $1.5 million. Auction estimates put the sale price at around $5 million when the hammer finally falls. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
This is the KZST Morning Show with Debbie Abrams and Brent Allen.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up. When I'm wiser and I'm older.
is 6:12, 47 degrees, foggy this morning, some hazy sunshine later on around Sonoma County. I'm Debbie Abrams, and today's Bucket Brigade blood drive going on this afternoon at the Petaluma Fire District and the Petaluma Elks Lodge. A friendly competition between local fire departments going on all month long. Get a cute little t-shirt if you roll up that sleeve and donate.
I think I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh, baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious.
County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and the Oscar nominations were released this morning, just minutes ago, actually. Some of the big winners include Oppenheimer with 13 nods, Poor Things picked up 11, and Killers of the Flower Moon earned 10 nominations, all three vying for Hollywood's top prize. Also in that category, Barbie. The 96th Annual Academy Awards will air March 10th. Mr. Jimmy Kimmel will host.
My Valentine.
100.1 KZST. Welcome to your Tuesday here in the California wine country. It is 619, 47 degrees in Santa Rosa. Good morning.
Are you actively looking for a new job? Thinking about a new career? Do you know someone who is looking for employment? Dozens of Sonoma County's best employers are looking forward to meeting you at the next North Bay Job Fair, Tuesday, January 23rd at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts from 2 to 4:30. Meet companies who are hiring right now. Go to northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Pajamas are comfy and help me get a good night's sleep. But many foster kids don't even have PJs. To help foster kids feel at home on that first night, Mancini Sleep World and the Ticket to Dream Foundation are hosting a new pajama collection drive in all Mancini Sleep World locations. Whether it's footy PJs, nightshirts, or sweats, we'll match them with a foster kid or teen. Just drop off new PJs in any size to your local Mancini Sleep World store. To learn more, visit sleepworld.com.
24, 47 degrees in Santa Rosa on your Tuesday. Lots of fog this morning. cool. We'll see temperatures in the low 60s. And up next,
it's time for Debbie's Not So Random Thought of the Hour on KZST.
Well, some people need a special occasion to drink a little wine. I just need a glass.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Get my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 23rd at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:28. I'm Brent Helen. We've got some dense fog out there now, sunshine later on, and we are currently sitting at 47 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. One day was enough. The California Faculty Association has agreed to a deal with the California State University system, ending a planned 5-day strike after one day. The deal falls short of the 12% general salary increase the union sought for this academic year and instead provides a retroactive 5% raise to July 1st of 2023 and provides a 5% salary increase starting on July 1st of this year. This means that students at Sonoma State University should plan on being back in class this morning. The Redwood Gospel Mission has secured a second location and will open a new thrift store later this spring. The 10,000-square-foot space on Southwest Boulevard in Ronard Park will not only have a huge showroom of goods for sale, but will also have a processing center where people can bring their donations. The Gospel Mission currently operates one store on Piner Road in Santa Rosa. Healthcare, the war in the Middle East, and former President Donald Trump divided the four candidates for California's U.S. Senate race last night. Democratic Representatives Adam Schiff, Barbara Lee, and Katie Porter, as well as Republican businessman and former Dodger star Steve Garvey, took to the debate stage at USC. Now, there was no clear winner. The next debate with the same four candidates will be on Monday, February 12th at 7 p.m. A 77-year-old man from Ohio was killed Friday night in a one-vehicle crash in Napa County on the Silverado Trail.